Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with 4A City head girls basketball coach Matt Erpelding. And Coach, you guys had some time over the Christmas break. You go into the Christmas break with an undefeated record. What are you guys working on? What are you guys having conversations about? What is that Christmas break like?
Well, you know, kind of like we mentioned a little bit there before we went into break, the last time I talked to you before Christmas there is, we just want to, you know, you always want to just kind of continue to tweak a few things, you know, maybe throw in a few new little things on both ends of the floor. But basically, the good thing with us this year is, you know, we didn't have a lot of problems to fix over break. I mean, we were playing really well, you know, almost to the point where you don't want to take that break the way we were rolling there before Christmas came around. So at least we didn't have, you know, like a major concerns on one end of the floor or the other where it's like, man, we got to figure something out to, you know, to do better. We just really needed to do, like I said, kind of tweak some things, clean a few things up in a couple different areas of the game, rebounding, which we, you know, is still a work in progress. But just kind of, like I said, throw in a new look here or there, kind of get back to some defensive stuff that we'd gone away from there midway through that pre-Christmas schedule. So it actually went pretty well, I thought. You know, the girls came in, worked hard. You know, and most of them, I believe, had a ball in their hand, it looked like, before I, you know, in that dead period. So all good. So it was a really good break practice-wise.
And you guys come out of break, and your first game is against Bishop Garrigan, and you just jump right in, Coach. Two ranked teams fighting at the top of the conference standings, and not a whole lot of school time, you know, kind of get back in that routine. It's back into school, back into basketball. Garrigan able to pull away a little bit in that contest, but your team shows fight at the end of the game and battles back, holds them to just 4 fourth quarter points, but the comeback attempt comes up 4 points short.
Right. Yep. That game that we, you know, we all knew was a big game for the conference standing situation at this point. So, you know, I felt like both teams were ready to go. Obviously, you know, we knew the importance of it at home and winning at home. Unfortunately, you know, the outcome wasn't what we wanted. But, you know, once you're able to kind of, you know, the 24-hour later thing, get away from it after the game, obviously extremely disappointed in the result, you know, in the moment there after the game. But once you kind of step back and look at things, you know, we shot 26% from the floor. And other than that, and the shots we were getting were high-quality shots. I mean, it's not like we weren't getting the shots we wanted in our offenses. We just couldn't, you know, we just couldn't throw it in the ocean that night, and that's going to happen. You know, we've talked before, you're going to have a few games where you just can't make shots, and you got to hope, you know, you can pull through those games, and unfortunately we weren't able to. But, you know, third quarter was bad for us, which is not the norm for us. You know, I mean, we got outscored drastically there in that third quarter, but like you mentioned, we came back in the fourth quarter, held them, I think, to one basket and a couple free throws there late when we were fouling, trying to get the ball back. So, yeah, you know, my kids, we all know they're not going to quit, so that's a good thing. But to shoot 26%, you know, against a team the caliber of Garrigan, you know, you can't be, you know, you're not going to win games shooting 26%, but the fact that that's the only part of the game that really was a glaring issue. I'm looking forward to that rematch later in the season.
Yeah, Coach, a couple of things stood out to me in that game. You guys, shot almost 20% less than they did. You lost the game by 4 points. You had 7 less turnovers in the game. About the same amount of rebounds as far as that goes. But just some numbers that really jumped out. It seemed like you guys, on paper, you guys were right there except for that field goal percentage.
Right, and I think, you know, probably more importantly, I think we're probably shooting somewhere, but coming into that game, we were probably, I'm going to guess, probably shooting over 40%. Yeah. We're definitely, you know, at least 15% better from the floor than we did that night. So just our, you know, just our team ourselves, if we're in, you know, if we're even a little bit closer to what we've been averaging all year, it's probably a different outcome. So, yeah. And, you know, the only other, you know, we gave up 12 offensive boards, which doesn't seem like a lot, but each one of those offensive boards we gave up seemed to be huge, either at big moments in the game or resulted to big putback type shots. So yeah, I mean, like you said, other than the field goal percentage, you know, game very even or in our favor. So that's the thing we got to look at. You know, obviously extremely disappointed in the outcome, but let's be honest. I mean, hopefully, you know, more than likely we're not going to shoot that poorly too many more nights. So We're all right. You know, we're okay. It's not like, oh, no, we got to change a bunch of things. It just, we, like I said, it's been throat in the ocean that night. So sun came up the next day, so we're fine.
And, Coach, as you mentioned, the season continues and time moves on as you guys take on Lake Mills last night in a team that, you know, 2 years ago pulled an upset on you guys. Last year had a couple of opportunities. Just a team that's really kind of been a thorn in your side with that rivalry. But last night you guys were able to kind of pull away at the beginning and run away for that victory.
Yeah, and, you know, I wouldn't have wanted to be Beth and Lake Mills, you know, last night's situation coming off that disappointment. You know, Tuesday night we had our girls really wanted to take out a little bit of frustration, you know, and because just like I said, with that disappointment, we came out from the get-go, both ends of the floor, really locked in, you know, kind of what we've been preaching and what the kids have been doing for me lately. So, yeah, fortunate enough to get some shots to fall early and, you know, get some really good looks early. Our defense caused them a lot of issues, didn't allow them to, you know, kind of get relaxed offensively. And, you know, heading into that game, I honestly was really concerned about that game because Lake Mills is, you know, it's a rivalry game. And as you've mentioned, they've got us, knocked us off recently in games where, you know, most people thought maybe they couldn't. But Beth does a tremendous job up there coaching, got some really good pieces on that team. So I was really nervous going into that game, you know, that might be one of those games where, you know, if we're not close to our A game, you know, we walk out of there with a loss. So really fortunate to, you know, to get off to that early start, and my girls just kept it going, and really proud of our bounce back performance coming off that Tuesday loss.
And Coach, with that, you guys will go into next week now and get ready for next week. You go on the road. We haven't had a whole lot of on-the-road conference games this year, but you'll go on the road to Eagle Grove. You'll come back home against Garner Hayfield Ventura, a team that, other than Bishop Garrigan, has been the team that's played you the closest so far this year. And then, man, you're right back into it at North Union the following week after that. So let's talk about the two games next week at Eagle Grove and then hosting Garner Hayfield Ventura.
Yeah, second trip around the conference schedule there. You know, everybody have obviously played everybody once, so they've seen you in person. So they kind of know what worked and didn't work for them. So obviously, you know, you got to make sure you're prepared and have watched a little film on them since they've played, you know, since we played them the last time. But like you mentioned, we got to go on here after Christmas. We go on the road a fair amount, considering, you know, with the schedule the way it is. And we talked in the locker room last night, you know, about how defense travels. So when you go on the road, you might not shoot it quite as well as you do at home, but defense, and when you're playing defense, you don't have to put the ball in the basket. So as long as we stay locked in defensively, create some turnovers, get some easy breakaway type stuff, get us relaxed offensively, we'll be fine. So, you know, kind of looking forward to going to Eagle Grove just to see how we play on the road, right, and see if we're able to stay sharp defensively to get us going offensively. And then, like you mentioned, Garner's a, you know, we're extremely fortunate to get out of Garner with our year. You know, we're down, I believe, with less than 2 minutes to go. So, yeah, and man, they're playing better ball lately. You know, beat a pretty decent, humble team there before Christmas and you know, really played competitive with North Union last night. So they're not the same team they were. And, you know, Greta was in foul trouble the first time we played, so it's going to be a total different game Friday night. Fortunately, it's at home. We're going to have to play better than we did at Garner if we think we're going to come out with a win on Friday night. But looking forward to that rematch as well.
Coach, does that change mindsets with some road games, especially when we end the season? You will, you know, later on, the end of January, February, you're going to play your last four and five out of your last seven at home. I mean, obviously, it takes you a little bit out of your comfort zone because, you know, you don't have that time after school to maybe run home or to, you know, run to the gas station and grab something. So there are things that changes, but as far as basketball, it's probably pretty similar to home or away.
Yeah, it'll be different. You know, I mean, it's always kind of nice, you know, like I said, playing at home and the varsity girls are right there working the table for the JV game and everybody's just kind of still hanging together and you really never get separated from your teammates other than when you run home to grab a bite to eat or that type of thing. But, you know, we gotta turn that camaraderie into the bus ride type stuff now, right? Just stay together, stay locked in as a team on the bus and get there. And, And I'm okay with playing a lot of games on the road there late in the season, because that's, you know, if we don't happen to get a host all the way through tournaments and got to go play a regional final or a regional semifinal on the road, you got to be able to play on the road. So having those games, you know, the experience of playing on the road there late, it's not like it's going to be something new if we happen to have to go on the road tournament time. So, you know, that's the type of stuff, you know, keep challenging my kids, right? I mean, I want them to keep playing, and if you have to play through adversity, you know, let's learn from that and get better. So I'm all about challenging the kids, and playing a lot of games on the road late in the season is going to be doing that.
All righty, Coach. Well, thanks so much for your time and talking with us this morning. We really do appreciate it. We'll talk to you again on Tuesday night there in Eagle Grove.
Thanks, Aaron.
That's Forest City head girls basketball coach Matt Erpelding.